We have special guests with us today from Everett. So I'm going to ask them to come forward, and they have a special presentation for us today. Do you want to use this, or do you want to?
This is fine. Okay. Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to be here with you. My name is Randy Nice. I work in our Souderton office with Everence, and this is Trish Sneddon. Trish works also in our Souderton office. She's one of our senior health specialists, so some of you may know Trish because you've been in our office to work with your Medicare supplemental needs. But I'm here this morning, we're here this morning to celebrate with you here at Wellspring. And celebrate one of your own. We're privileged to recognize one of your own, May Reinford. May and I have had a chance to work together for many years. Part of my role at Everence is working as a stewardship consultant and connecting to the advocates that we have in our congregations. And May, of course, has been an advocate here for many years, as long as I've been around. How long has it been?
Yeah.
I don't really know.
So May's done a great job, and you know of May as well, a commitment to faith and a commitment to working together in the community. We have a slide that's going to come up with a theme that we have of neighbor to neighbor is a theme that we have around Everence this year. So that reminded me of May when I thought of the neighbor to neighbor theme, because that's May's work, isn't it? Kind of making sure that everyone is cared for and helping to heal the world in some way too. So I love that story that you shared about. Yeah, exactly. I love that story you shared about the hippie mom and May together changing the world with your kids there. That's awesome.
Did you plan that?
That's awesome. So each year we have an award that we give out called the Journey Award. So each of our local regions give out this award. So we have 8 or 9 of these regions throughout the U.S. that give out an award. And then the local awardees are then, from that group, we choose a national awardee. So this year we are pleased to recognize May as our regional awardee for our Everence Journey Award. So as a faith-based organization, we're a nonprofit, we're member-owned, we're here for the churches, and we want to recognize when we see examples of stewardship around us. And when I think of the Journey Award, I've kind of said what it really is a lifetime achievement award for stewardship. And so this is really a chance to honor May for the work that she's done. And I say I always know the right person, that I've gotten the right person, because when I give them a call and say, hey, we'd like to give you this award, they say, why would you pick me? And I think May said exactly that. Why would you pick me for this? This is because it's just an outpouring of the life of folks who have done these things. So we get nominations for these awards each year. And over the course of time, when we kind of build up a group of folks that we have, and May was actually nominated by Pastor Mike a couple years ago for this. So I wanted just to read a little bit of what Mike wrote when he nominated May a couple years ago. He wrote this. He said, May Reinford is faith stewardship personified. What I mean by this is that, as I have seen and experienced her, her whole life is faith-driven in honoring God by a conscientious use of her gifts and resources to care for the needy and the less fortunate, to extend kingdom work, and to support the church in all its facets. She's certainly not rich by North American standards, yet I have no doubt that just in the years that I have known her, she has given thousands and thousands of dollars in terms of actual money, the giving of volunteer time, and in other resources toward kingdom work. She not only models and practices faith-driven use of resources and gifts, she lives it out of the core of who she is. May also is thoughtful and purposeful in inviting others to participate with her by organizing events and work days at the church for young people and friends that she is mentoring through ongoing relationships. So I'd like to invite May to come forward to receive this and this award. So there is a chalice that we give you in recognition of the Journey Award. And the Journey Award also comes with a gift of $500 that goes towards the charity of the person's choosing. And May asked me to give two checks, both made payable to Wellspring, so that she could have two parts, two things that she was giving that gift to.
I was wondering when the cup would get full.
So May, I'll let you share a word or two.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that about Mike, and that kind of takes some steam out of my energy here. But my response to this award would be Paul's words to Timothy when he wrote, "But as for you, continue in what you have heard and have become convinced of, because you know that those from whom you have learned it, how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." Our parents, when we were born, began this work of Timothy and Paul together. We were brought to church early, we were trained, we were rebuked, we were corrected, and then we were taught how to live the life that God would be happy with and would want us to live. Whatever I have been, whatever I am now, and whatever I might become is because of this equipping that Paul has talked about. So thank you, Mike, and thank you, Everence, for this opportunity and for the time to be able to help. I did request that the money for Wellspring would be used for Mike's bench, and the other part of it will go to an orphanage in Thailand that one of our IVE peers or our MCC volunteers is working at now in over there with the kids that are orphans. I'm done. Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, when I started working with Everence 19 years ago, I was new to the Mennonite community, the Anabaptist churches, and May was one of the people I met, I think, in my first year. And just, she was such an example of what I've come to see a lot of over the years in the different churches that I've, you know, had the privilege of attending. Morning. And just sharing a little space with May from time to time and hearing her stories. And as advocate, she religiously, there's a good word for her, made sure that I got the church bulletin regularly over the years. So I've been reading about the water provided, 4th of July parades, and just all the projects to see that May has been the one helping to keep the congregation service focused. And I am just, it has meant a lot to me to know you over the years, May. It has been a real gift in my life.
Part of my, not only my spiritual welfare, but also my physical health and being able to be monetarily alive and well.
So it won't surprise you to know that when we talked about coming to visit here, May said, so I want you to share a bunch about Everence as well when you come. So.
Well, I didn't want this to become a memorial service.
So I think the probably the part of the incentive as well for her was to say, I don't really want this to be all about me, and that typifies May as well. But so I will say, we're going to take a couple minutes to share about Everence, and this is not what we typically do when we come give out the Journey Award, but it was May's request to say, hey, you're here, you need to tell everybody a little bit about what Everence is doing. So we're going to take a little bit of time to do that too. So you can see up on my, I hope you can see these words up here. From 1 Thessalonians 5:11, says, therefore encourage one another and build up each other as indeed you are doing. So when we think of our theme for the year of neighbor to neighbor, this is a verse that we think of, and I felt, when I looked at this, I thought this is exactly the verse that we need to talk about this morning, because that's really at the center of May's work too, of encouraging one another and building up each other in those words that we're encouraged to. So Everence has a faith-based, so I'll say congratulations to May on the Everence Journey Award, and just say that Everence works as a nonprofit. We're a nonprofit, member-owned financial services company. So we were started by the church in the 50s, 40s and 50s for folks who were coming back from alternative service in after World War II. So we know that when folks came out of the military, they had things like the GI Bill to help them integrate back into the world. For our folks who were in alternative service, they didn't have those kind of projects, those kind of programs to help them. So Mennonite Mutual Aid is how we were known back then, came to be able to help folks get back on their feet after being away from home for many years serving in alternative service. And it's grown over the years. It's grown over the years, but it has maintained that connection to the church. We are owned by the church. We are a nonprofit, as I mentioned, and we're member-owned. So you can see this piece that's called the vine, and you can see that the vine is growing out of the words of Jesus, that I am the vine, you are the branches. And from that vine, we think about, at the foundation, what we do is help people discover and plan God's purpose. As we meet with people, as we talk to folks around their financial needs and their estate planning and those kind of things, how do we help people discover and plan what God has called them to? And also at the foundation of that is a piece that we help people give generously, because we know that God calls us to not, it's not all for ourselves. God gives things, pours out gifts for us so that we can share them with others as well. And then growing out of that, on the top part, we help people live responsibly. So put their lives in an order in a way, put their lives in order so that they can say yes when God calls to them. And that's pieces that Trish works with, helping people to live responsibly with Medicare supplemental insurances so that we can have our financial needs met and our health needs met. And then we have other folks who serve with financial planning and around charitable giving, especially in our Souderton office. So this is just a little chart that I wanted to share. Sometimes people look, when an Everence person shows up at the church, they say, so what's this, why is this person here? What are they trying to sell me? And I like to share this chart just to say, we're not trying to sell anything, we're here to serve the church. But it comes about because as people use, you can see at the top that single person standing there, a church member uses an Everence plan or service. Since we are a nonprofit, we don't have to pay taxes to the government, but we're a special kind of nonprofit called a fraternal organization, where we're not permitted just to take what take that and put it back in our own pocket. What we're required to do is we have to actually figure out what's your tax bill, and we don't have to send that money to the government. We're able to give that back to our members. So we have a pool of money, a pool of funds that are what we call our would-be tax dollars. Taxes that if we were a for-profit, we would send to the government, but since we're a nonprofit, we get to keep for the benefit of our community, of our members. So you can kind of think of that as a dividend in a way. And then, interestingly enough, we've got a lot of folks who've been helped over the years, and each year we just send a letter out to folks and say, hey, do you want to make a contribution to our Everence Sharing Fund, is what we call it, and people then make some individual contributions toward that. It's about $200,000 a year that's raised in that way. And then for each of the divisions that Everence have, when they make a profit, they tithe that into that sharing fund as well. So that gives us a pool of dollars that we have that's available to give back to the church. And we give back to the church in a variety of ways. We have what we call our Sharing Fund grant, which May helps to facilitate here at Wellspring, where we give dollars back towards the benevolent care fund at congregations. And so last year, we gave about $1 million back to congregations. I have a slide coming up that'll share a little bit more about that. And then we have educational resources that we help churches with stewardship, and we also help with, what's the third thing that we help with?
Scholarships.
Scholarships, yep, scholarships and community development investing as well, and helping with churches. So we're here, we're able to come and help in congregations, and my salary is paid, a portion of that is paid out of this. So when I come to congregations, I don't have to worry about, okay, how many people did you get to sign today? I just am able to give back to the church, and that's what we do. But I have to say, it starts when people use Everent's products and services. And so that was what May wanted me to also get that plug out there, too, to say these dollars are created because people are using Everent's products and services to do their work. I just want to share a short video that was put together and kind of gives the whole encapsulation of what Everent does. So this is a short piece, and Trish and I will come back and we'll take some questions if you'd like. I heard this congregation likes to talk back during sermon time, so. So this isn't a sermon time, but we'll take some time to talk as well. See if this works.
What will tomorrow bring?
Sure. For my job, I'm needing to at least feel physically unable to do all of the things that are sort of required by Everent as an advocate. And so Wellspring is looking for somebody to take over my job.
Good luck with that, right? But we have, what I will say is that as May and I talked about that, she's not going to leave you on your own. We can have kind of like a co-advocate kind of piece where she kind of chops and lends her expertise. And she just, with her eyesight, just doing some of the writing and stuff like that, and of course, she can do some helping out.
Where do you want to go? Get there by embracing new horizons. One way to enlarge our outlook is to invest with purpose to make an impact. Members have turned to Everent to choose fund options that promote social and environmental responsibility.
Having our with our retirement placed in socially responsible investments. That's important, and so what Everent does, it provides kind of alignment with our values about how our money is invested and used.
Praxis Mutual Funds, a fund family of Everent, has built a 25-year track record for strategies in positive investments, screens, shareholder advocacy, and community investments. The work has resulted in change for the better in company supply chains, for financial capital towards initiatives that empower underserved communities, that advance a clean energy future that's mindful of global neighbors and of our shared future. Members also turn to us for other sustainably minded services like green vehicle loan discounts and green home equity loan discounts. We also have a LEED certified home office and staff that share a concern for the world. In so many places, a place of worship is at the center of spiritual life, like Sonido de Alabanza in Cicero, outside of Chicago. Church leaders accessed special loans from Everent to help them finance an expansion. Their outlook is one of service and togetherness. to expand their horizons and become an even brighter beacon in the community. Elsewhere, churches look to nourish and flourish. This congregation has been building a future in which spiritual gifts of its members are at the center of its mission.
We want to see the community that we have cared for. Each person or each family or household unit can carry out their work in the world. So we hope to be a place of refuge, of care, a place where people can come and be refreshed and then go out and do that work.
The church loans are funded by Everence annuities, which many of our members purchase for retirement. There are other ways we're doing better together.
Being able to extend assistance, you know, with the matching program that you offer with your sharing fund to meet needs in the community. And so congregations that I have pastored, we every year draw on that.
In 2018, the fund helped more than 1,700 households with emergency and other needs. The matching impact added up to more than $2 million. Everence is at the intersection of values and purpose with businesses and charitable organizations too. Events offer insights, ideas, and services that help us think of new horizons and new possible partnerships.
I just believe that that's been the beginning of a relationship. We love what Everence does. We love the mission behind the work and the heart behind it. And we didn't even know what all was available to us or to other nonprofits through Everence.
I think it's extremely important to partner with organizations like Everence because I really enjoy, you know, the thought of if we can team up, we can be stronger.
For instance, in 2018, $345,000 was generated for 408 charitable organizations after people used the unique My Neighbor card to pay for their purchases. And there was a whole lot of giving elsewhere too. Donors, through Everence, distributed nearly $60 million to a range of nonprofits.
So one thing that I would really encourage everyone to think about is consider partnering with individuals and nonprofits and churches and businesses, and it's a win-win for everybody.
It's a blessing to work alongside people of purpose and to also assist organizations with banking, investments, retirement plans, and employee benefits. Wherever you are today, you can get there. By working together, by sharing gifts, and by designing a sound plan. Because there's great possibility in embracing new horizons.
To go on to the next one now or not. There we go. So you saw a little bit about sharing funds and I mentioned, but I'll just mention that since 2013, we've had $4.698 million that's been given through our sharing fund grants. So that's over a course of many years, a couple years. But you can see on the bottom there, I calculated out just in our local area, and only in 2018, we had about $84,865 that came to our local churches, our churches here in southeastern Pennsylvania. It's about 50 churches that I work with. So we had 52 local congregations that received Everence grants, totaling close to $85,000. So you can see that kind of work that's happening, those dollars going back to the churches. You heard a little bit about the My Neighbor card, and this was one that May said you need to make sure you mention the My Neighbor card when you're sharing. This is a newer program that we've had. This is our second year that we had some awards from it. 2017 we started. 2018 we had $345,000 that went back to churches and charities when people used their credit card. Most of us have credit cards in our wallets, and we use them. Some of us get cash back for it. Some of us get airline miles. This card is designed to say 1.5% of whatever you spend will go back to the church or the charity that you choose. So you name, you pick the church, you pick the charity that you would like it to go to, and 1.5% goes back to that place. So if you're interested in that, there's we can talk to you about how to sign up for that. $347,000 distributed to 408 charities last year. We also want to make sure that our church communities are safe. So we've had a Safe Church grant that we've offered as well, which offers $350 to congregations to help with thinking about how do we set up programs to care for our children and for vulnerable individuals within the congregation. So that's been a nice successful piece. Everence and Salerton, I would say, the team that we have kind of focuses on three specific areas. You can see at the top there, our senior health, our Medicare supplemental insurances. Trish Schneiden and Maria Angelucci lead up that work, and they do tremendous work. We're getting to Part D season, which we all look forward to every year, right, Trish? Do you want to say a little bit about what you do, Trish? In 2 minutes
sure.
or less, right? Yeah, right.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think the way I feel about my job is similar to how most of the other people in my office feel. I'm really a social worker. Randy may get the title stewardship consultant, but that's what we all are. We're helping people to make good choices, knowledgeable choices, informed choices about what they do with their health insurance, with their finances, how they save, where they save, looking to find ways to connect a deeper purpose and a deeper meaning to these what could be very routine kinds of decisions. So I really see myself as a social worker, and I help people to find the right solution in the Medicare world. But I, for whatever reason, God has blessed me and cursed me with the just a deep knowledge of all the trivia related to Medicare. And so this is where I live and I function. And it's not like when you are in high school, you say, oh, I'd love to be an insurance agent when I grow up. Nobody says that. And I still don't say that because I don't quite put those pieces together. It's really just a tool that I've been given. And another aspect to me of how everything is connected to everything is we do, as an organization, give money back to the community in amazing, wonderful ways, investments through the benevolent funds. But also just that we get paid. And I think all the people in our office are so connected to our communities and the way that a good chunk of what we're given goes back out into our community too. I have become especially enamored of the My Neighbor credit card. And look, I understand a lot of people in my family who travel use their credit cards to get the miles or the hotel points. They travel a lot. I don't so much have that need, but the idea that I can use my credit card, and I'm not necessarily a big credit card user, but I put almost everything on it. I pay it off right away. But 1.5% of everything I charge is going to, it just so happens, I'll say, because I'm on the board at Keystone Opportunity Center, I've designated them as my not-for-profit. And last year, it wasn't even a full year, but they got like $800 from just me using my credit card. That's significant. And it's not really money out of my pocket. So it's just one more thing we have available to consider. And if anyone does need help, or you know anyone who needs help in a kind and hand-holding way with understanding and figuring out Medicare, we can help with that.
And we have the announcement in the bulletin about your workshop.
Yes, we have a workshop coming up this very week. We're doing two a year generally, and then We work very extensively with the retirement communities and do a lot of support there. So we have things coming up on campuses.
So Trish and Maria are consistently, within our whole Everence world, Trish and Maria in our local office are always number one and number two for Medicare. So they are, when people need information about Medicare supplemental insurances throughout Everence and throughout the community, they make a call to Trish and Maria. So we're really fortunate to have the two kind of experts in our Souderton office. It's amazing. And Trish is, she's not just on the board, you're board chair at Keystone Opportunity, right?
Yes.
Yep, so she's carrying a big, big weight there too. So giving back to the community. Financial planning is another leg of our three-legged stool in our Souderton office. So you heard a little bit of the stories there about people doing socially responsible investing. You heard them mention. And I'll just mention that at Wellspring, our Everence works with the management of the funds for your cemetery fund. So we have those invested in a way that we want to make sure our investments actually align with our faith values, right? So we have a choice of where investments, what we invest in, and Everence has some screens that we say we need to make sure our faith values are reflected in what we're investing in too. So we don't invest in things like military pieces, we don't invest in alcohol and tobacco. So there's environmental screens that you could see that came up. So there's a certain portion of things that we don't invest in. But the other side of that is we have positive screens. We say, how do we want to do better in the world? So what do we want to invest in that's doing good things? So who's doing the good work, and how do we support that work? And part of that then is taking an active role at the shareholder table. We've got three folks now who work directly with connecting to organizations and calling them to right action. We had a nice success story a couple years ago with Hershey Foods. And the issue of modern-day slavery that they had on some of their cocoa plantations in Africa. And we talked to them and said, you need to correct this. And they said, we don't have a problem here. It's all of our subcontractors. And we said, well, you're their only customer. So you've got some levers to pull there. And so they decided that they would push that down the line and make sure that all of their cocoa is sourced with fair labor practices, and their cocoa is without child slavery and modern day slavery kind of issues attached to it. So that's been a big victory that we've had because our shareholder, because we're invested in them, they listened to what we had to say, and we had some folks that we pay and said, go talk to them and make sure that word is getting out there. So Jeff Godshaw, some of you know, Matt Novak, Steve Schwendy, and our newest member is a guy by the name of Josh Gummo, who is a certified financial planner. So all of these guys work with financial planning, with insurances, and with helping people with investments. And then the third leg of our stool in Souderton is around charitable giving. How do we help people give more generously? Myself and Randy Delp work with that, of helping people think of what's God called us to, and how do we give most effectively? With the tax law changes we've seen the last year or so, there's some new ways that we can give more effectively with donor advised funds, with charitable trusts, with some ways that we can work at not paying to avoid some of the taxes and to be able to do better and support the organizations that are important to us. So that's our team. Randy Delp is our managing director at the top, Matt Novak, Steve Schwendy, Josh Gummo, Jeff Godshaw, Trish Snedden, Maria Angelusi, myself, Gloria Hargrove, Patty Freed, Tara Holman, Marilyn Mellon, Leah Ludwig, and Lois Bowman. And we have Alice
Bishop
as well on our team. She comes in part-time. We don't have her on the slate. We have to get her added. So that's all of our Souderton folks, and we're here to serve, as was said by Trish. We're all salaried folks within the organization, and that makes a difference because we're not trying to sell a policy so that we can pay the bill next month. So our incentive, our motivation always is what's best for our clients and our members and what's best for the church overall. So that's a great thing. I will say We need more people. So if you know of any folks, any family members, any friends or acquaintances who might want to think about doing financial planning or are working in that world already, we need some more folks. It's hard to find people because we have kind of three criteria that we look at. They have to be faith-centered, they have to be member-focused, and they have to be professionally competent. So you can usually get two of the three, but having all three is really hard. Especially sometimes it's the member focus that's the hardest one. Because we're as a salaried place, we have to have folks who are mission driven, not thinking we're gonna get rich doing this. Because we're all here. We want to make a living, but we don't want to make a killing, I say. We don't need to make the 6 and 7 figure salaries. We're thinking of how do we help folks, and how do we live our daily existence, but without taking advantage. And sometimes the salaries are the first evidence that people are taking advantage. So I'll just circle back to this verse from 1 Thessalonians of thinking of how do we encourage one another. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, as indeed you are doing. And that takes us to the end. So May said, open it up for questions, because maybe people have questions and people like to talk in this congregation. So give us some questions if you have some. Marta said she'd forego her sermon, I guess, if we go too long, right?
I'll cap it off.
Do you have any questions, anything that you want to know about, or any of the pieces that I talked about that need some clarification?
I would be more than happy to sit down. I have a tremendously exciting and uplifting hour and a half education session that I do one-on-one with people it may be an hour and a half, but I make it so you leave understanding.
Yeah, so when people are like, I'm at A, I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Give me a call. But you'll be a better
it's hard to navigate patient care and just start planning when you're left your med B, your med A, wait, I don't know what that means.
And they change it every year then too.
And they do, yeah. You will be the epitome of competency after you.
We'll be around a little bit. If you have some questions, let us know. And again, congratulations, May. Thank you for all that you do here. Always, whenever we can do.
It's so easy.
I'll leave your chalice up here.
Proverbs 11, 24, 25 says, one person gives freely, yet gains even more. Another withholds unduly, but comes to poverty. A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. And I think the invitation today is, for us, is to honor God and to honor May and what she's done in her lifetime by not just showering attention on her, but by doing some of the things that she has done. how much of an honor it was to see Kaylee from learning from May's example, ask for school supplies for her birthday gifts, and then to take her to a school and take her to Klamo in Norristown and see her joy at dropping those supplies off and just and seeing hearing the needs. And so those are the kinds of things, right, that we're invited to do as a response to this honor that God has given May. And we heard today that stewardship and giving also means carefully taking care of the things that God has given us. And so we give because we know that all has been given to us from God and that we are responsible to take care of those things. So I want to end with just a scripture. This is from David. This is from 1 Chronicles 29. And it is a word of praise and it is a word of acknowledgement of God's lordship. And it is a word about giving. So we're just going to end with that today. And thank you so much, Randy and Trish, for coming today. And I think it was very good information for us. It was different, like you said, but we do want to hear practical things, right, in church. We don't just want to hear things that people say to make you feel good. We want to hear things that we can actually go out and put into practice. And I think that what we heard this morning are ways that we can take what we have and do things in ways that is actually honoring God by putting these things in practice. So this is 1 Chronicles 29. David praised the Lord in the presence of the whole assembly, saying, "Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor, for everything in heaven and earth are yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all. Wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt and give strength to all. Now, our God, we give you thanks and praise your glorious name. But who am I and who are my people that we should be able to give as generously as this? Everything comes from you, and we have given you only what has come from your hand. We are foreigners and strangers in your sight, as were all of our ancestors. Our days on earth are like a shadow without hope. Lord, our God, all this abundance that we have provided for building you the temple for your holy name comes from your hand, and all of it belongs to you. I know, my God, that you test the heart and are pleased with integrity. All these things I have given willingly and with honest intent. And now I have seen with joy how willingly your people who are here have given to you." So let's remember that all that we have comes from our God. And that what we have, we are responsible to use to help others. What we have, we're responsible to share. What we have, we're responsible to plan with accordingly and not just fritter it away. So the invitation today is for us to live a lifetime of good stewardship. And May, we are thankful to you that you have shown us as a living example of how that we can do that. I think we're ready for
if you're able to stand, we're going to be singing, "Come Walk With Us."